Dialectician Grant Barrett says that even in a nation as talkative as the United States and a language as flexible and creative as English, the word occupy stood apart from all the rest in 2011.
And this is used in phrases like Occupy Wall Street or Occupy San Francisco or frankly occupy just about any place. And this was a word coined by an organization in Canada called Adbusters, which started a campaign last summer to get people in October to protest in the streets, to protest the unfair distribution of wealth and the unfair distribution of power. And Occupy really has had a lot of legs, as they say, that has a lot of life.
Barrett observes the word also has a lot of flexibility.
And so in that way, Occupy has become what we call a combining form. So it can be combined with verbs and nouns and adjectives in order to create new phrases and new expressions that filter throughout the whole movement.
The Occupy movement is peopled by those calling themselves 99%ers, as we hear in this Wall Street demonstration recorded by the VOA.
We are 99%. We are the 99%.
These are terms that represent the majority of Americans. These are the people who say, look, I've worked hard, I've got an education, I do what I'm told to do, and yet somehow I'm not among the decision makers. I'm excluded from the political process. I'm excluded from having my voice heard. And there's 1% of the population, the 1%ers, who seem to have all the money and all the power and all the control.
The Occupy movement has borrowed methods and terms from protests of the past. Barrett points to the so-called human megaphone heard here.
In order not to violate laws about electronic amplification, what they would do is a speaker would say something. They would say, I would like to tell you my opinion. And then the whole crowd repeats exactly what the speaker just said to make sure that everyone else who's further away can hear it.
Occupiers also used a variety of nonverbal communications. Holding the arms crossed in front of the chest is called a hard block and means firm opposition. Barrett also saw occupiers twinkling. It's a gesture similar to a hand motion the deaf and hard of hearing community uses to signify applause.
It looks kind of like if you hold your hands up in the air and you face your palms outward and you just waggle your hands a little bit, you kind of shake them, that's twinkling. And it's borrowed, this is really interesting from a language point of view, it's borrowed from American Sign Language because that is the way that you applaud in American Sign Language. It's interesting stuff.
While many new words and phrases occupied American speech last year, Barrett says he cannot predict which ones will become a permanent part of the American lexicon.
You just never know. It's a bit of a gamble. I would say that at least as a historical footnote, Occupy and all the related terms will continue to be talked about. It will show up in history books.
As will the phrase Arab Spring, according to Barrett. It was a term often used by demonstrators, journalists, and humanitarian activists, such as Heba Mariaf of Human Rights Watch.
One of the scenes that we've seen in many of the Arab Spring countries, first in Tunisia, then in Egypt, then in Libya and in Syria, are these images of usually young men who are willing to die for the ideals of freedom, for the notions of rights.
In this two-word phrase, we have encapsulated, we've made a shorthand for a lot of really important history.
Grant Barrett is vice president of the American Dialect Society and the host of the public radio program Away with Words, which celebrates the use and evolution of the English language. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.